experience. And sometimes when I'm faced with a particular tricky decision or a difficult thing, it can seem sometimes like the fog has descended and I can't quite see where to go next. And often either by the language that I choose to use or the fact that I just can't figure out in my head which way I should go, things become way more complicated than they need to be. But not only that, I can miss the point entirely of what is happening. And there's a little bit of that in our reading that we just heard from Luke's Gospel, missing the point. The story of the Transfiguration is really all about probing the identity of Jesus and working out what is Jesus's place in God's purposes. And these are two really important themes, identity and purpose. And we can link those themes to this evening, to our confirmation, a sense of working out for our confirmation candidates, what is your identity and what is your purpose? Well, the answer to that partly is my identity is in God and in God's Son, Jesus Christ, blown and inspired by the Holy Spirit. And my purpose in coming to this decision to be confirmed is to follow that sense of identity of Jesus' call on my life, to purpose me for what God intends. Now, just before this episode in Luke's Gospel, Peter, who's the disciple who often gets things spectacularly right and in a heartbeat gets things spectacularly wrong, in that sense, he's the model disciple, because we all get things right and we all get things wrong sometimes. Peter has just affirmed with confidence that Jesus is indeed the Messiah. And yet, in that affirmation, Peter himself doesn't really fully understand or grasp what that means. He doesn't quite get the totality of the implication of who Jesus is as Messiah. So, in this episode, in the Transfiguration, Peter himself is somewhat blinded by the celebrity status of the people that were in his midst, Moses and Elijah. He's so overcome by the celebrity status of these people that he starts making booths and building shelters and tries to be practical and get everything sorted out. And in so doing, he misses the point entirely of what is going on in this narrative, that Jesus' identity is being revealed and his place and purpose in God's plan is being affirmed. So interesting things can happen when you go up mountains. There's a wonderful book, which is actually by an Australian author. I did not know there would be Australians in our midst tonight. Have either of you heard of John Marsden and his Tomorrow series? They're shaking their heads. That's all right. It was made as a film, actually, one of them. But anyway, John Marsden, an Australian author, who wrote a series of books called the Tomorrow series. And the first book is called Tomorrow, When the War Began. Okay, so do you get that sense of playing around with tenses? Tomorrow, that's kind of future. When the war began, past tense. And interestingly enough, one of the key characters in the first book is called Ellie. How about that? Isn't that amazing? Ellie. And the story is really told from Ellie's perspective, and it's basically about a group of teenagers that decide to go out into the outback for a camping trip. And when they return home, their country has been invaded and things are rather different. So the story's all about them figuring out what to do. And in it, Ellie says this. She says, it's hard to work out where stories begin. And it's hard to work out where they end too. Our story hasn't ended yet. It's hard to work out where stories begin, and it's hard to work out where they end too. Our story hasn't ended yet. And the whole narrative works with a sense of past, present, and future. There's a historic sense of this war happened, but there's hope for the future and Ellie is telling the story in her present to try and inspire others to learn from what her and her companions learned about their situation. Now, the gospel narrative works a bit like that in the sense that it plays around with past, present, and future. And in this story of the Transfiguration, the glory doesn't happen at the beginning or the end, it happens right in the middle of the story. And that's the interesting thing, you see? It happens in the middle of things. And so often in our journey of discipleship, things can be happening and God breaks in and things can be transformed right in the midst of our lives and in the midst of things that might not be going entirely to plan. God has a way of working in our lives in the middle of things. That's what the Holy Spirit does. So this narrative of transfiguration, in a sense, affirms Jesus' identity, but invites us to think about our identity too. Our rootedness in this place at this time is connected with God's eternity. God with us. Our relationship with God, which is forged, fractured, and forged again. So tonight, as we celebrate those coming for confirmation, we ponder these mysteries with them of their identity in God and their place and their purpose in following God's will for them in their lives. We celebrate that, we acknowledge it, and we pray for them now and in the weeks to come. Thanks be to God for interesting things that can happen up mountains. Amen.